Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the Jewish crowds, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As Catholics, we belong to what's known as a liturgical church. And what that means at its heart is that we have rituals that we pray often and repeatedly. And what those rituals can do for us is create a level of comfort and almost a meditative state when we come together to pray. But as with everything that is initially good, sometimes we can have some pitfalls that we have to watch out for. And one of those pitfalls is that because it is ritualized and that we pray the same prayers over and over, they can become rote at times. And our responses can more be a robotic reaction than an actual entering into the depth of the prayer. And there are certain times, you know that, from the Lord be with you and with your spirit, it just kind of bounces back and forth. And you know it because if you were around about 15 years ago when we made the switch and changed that response, how hard it was to respond from, and also with you to, and with your spirit. Now, and with your spirit, just kind of normal. Problem with it is it also ruined one of the best liturgical jokes ever. Because there was one that the priest came in, made of the sign of the cross, and said, there's something wrong with my microphone, and everybody responded, and also with you. Now we can't use that joke anymore. But with the understanding of that type of ritual and that type of roteness that can happen, I want to talk about one word in particular, a word that we use virtually every time we pray. And that word is the word amen. And I think that can definitely become rote for us. It can seem as if that word simply is the period at the end of a prayer, rather than what it actually means, that we testify to the truth of what we just said. And in fact, there are times in the scriptures where that is how the word amen is translated, truly. You can hear those words. Jesus would say, truly I tell you. What he's doing is testifying to what he's about to say, the depth and breadth of that truth. Well, one particular time where we say amen that has a truly profound and important meaning is when we are part of the communion procession And we come forward to share in the Blessed Sacrament, our parish feast day today. And we say, Amen. And that Amen is probably one of the most critical ones we ever say. But it has multiple meanings. That's why it's so critical and important. The obvious one that we learn from the time we're in second grade is we're saying amen to the fact that we believe that the bread and wine have been transformed into Jesus' body and blood. But I'll argue that's the easiest one to say amen to. The next one gets to be a little bit harder. It's a recognition that as I receive, I am becoming Jesus' body and blood. That's a lot harder. Partially because I know what I'm like, and I know I don't deserve a gift like that, and I don't live up to it very often. But I still testify to that reality because Jesus' love is bigger than my faults. So I say amen. The third part of that is that we are also acknowledging and saying truly that everybody else in this procession with me is becoming Jesus' body and blood. And that can be really hard as well, particularly if we've had disagreements or fights, if there are people gathered together we don't always get along with or don't even like, to make a testimony to the fact that I believe that they are Jesus' body and blood. Because that requires, just like when we say yes about ourselves, it requires a commitment on our part to maybe be just a little bit kinder, more respectful, to honor them in the same way that we honor the presence of the Blessed Sacrament on the altar or in the tabernacle. It's a pretty awesome commitment when we say that amen. Now, you may have noticed, if you occasionally omit that part, I have a tendency to fill in the blanks if someone comes and receives. I say amen. Not to be a smart aleck, not to correct, but to testify to the profound thing that's just happening with each one of us. But I also say amen for myself at that time to continue to remind myself of what we're experiencing and what we're doing and what we're becoming. Because I don't always understand it well. I don't always fully grasp it. And my amen is a way of saying to God, help me to further understand and better become what you have done for me. As a parish, we are known as Blessed Sacrament. But as the people of God, we are as well.